lose control. It's Beat 102 and 103. Well, absolutely loads going on for this year's Wexford Spiegeltent, from Bosco to Corner Boy, theatre to comedy. So we've asked Nicola Hackett from Lantern, the people behind Wexford Spiegeltent, to tell us more. And we're also joined by Foxy Peacock. She's going to be on two different nights during Spiegeltent as well. You're very, very welcome, both of you.
Thanks
very much.
You've been showing us your tricks, Foxy, while we were listening to music there. You've got some really interesting things going on in the Spiegeltent. Tell us your background. Are you burlesque? Is that how we describe what you do?
Yeah, I suppose I'm a variety performer at this point, really, more than anything else. I do a bit of burlesque. I do some aerial, some circus stuff. I'm general messer.
Okay. That's a nice job title, a general messer. So you're doing two nights in Wexford Spiegeltent.
That's right.
The Prohibition Night and then Freak Fantastic.
That's right. Freak Fantastique, yes.
Sorry, Freak Fantastique. Tell us a little bit about both of those.
Well, the Prohibition Night, obviously, is, you know, as it says, it's going to be a mixture of Prohibition style music, mm-hmm. kind of blues, a bit of electro swing.
Yeah, lovely.
So a bit of a kind of a modern twist as well to the swing music. I'll be doing a couple of acts. You might see me falling around the place as a bit of a flapper, you know. There might be a bit of drunkenness going on. At Freak Fantastique, I'll be doing some aerial work.
Lovely. Now, explain your aerial work, what people will see you doing.
Well, I'm going to be doing it in an aerial hoop, or a lyra as it's called. And I'm going to be doing some blockhead while in the aerial hoop and upside down.
And what is blockhead?
Blockhead is where you hammer a nail up your nose. So I think we have a couple of blockheads in Ireland at the moment, and I was looking to do something a little bit different. So I thought, how am I going to do it differently? So I figured doing it upside down was a good way to start.
Good idea. How did you find out about blockheads? What do you Google to find out about people hammering things up their nose?
I was one of those strange kids that really was fascinated with freak shows. Okay. So, you know, Wolf Boy and Snake Man, and there would have been a bearded lady. Mm-hmm. And a lot of them were obviously, some of them were kind of real and some of them weren't, going back in the old legends and stuff. So when I was a kid and a teenager, I was fascinated by looking up the old 1910 freak shows that used to travel across America. And that's where it started from. This is, I suppose, my first freak show skill. You know, or sideshow mm-hmm. skill, if you want to, whichever you prefer to call it.
And how long have you been doing this skill?
This is going to be my first public performance doing it.
Okay.
So recently, I've been doing it for a little while.
You do it there a few minutes ago, so you're well able for it.
I like to make sure that I practice something well at home before I decide to do it.
Upside down as well. And of course, you're going to be up very high, so
yes.
It's quite this spectacle, but... As well,
absolutely.
I suppose if people don't want to see you putting a nail in your nose,
maybe look at my toes.
Yeah.
we'll go with toes.
Okay. So that is for the Freak Fantastique Night.
Yes.
And then, as you said, you'll be doing the Prohibition Night as well.
That's right. And I'll be doing some aerial at that too. But
lovely.
And
that always looks so fabulous. There's something so graceful about aerial work as well. And lots of other stuff going on as well, Nicola. You're almost 2 weeks of Wexford Spiegeltent, which is on the quays in Wexford Town. For people who don't know what this Spiegeltent even looks like, describe it to us.
Well, it's a 1920s travelling tent. Spiegeltent means mirrored tent, or it's stained glass windows. So inside, it's got a velvet canopy roof on it. It's got wooden pillars all the way around, which are covered in mirrors, and then the stained glass windows as well. So it's absolutely breathtaking. When you walk in, it's just stunning. And it's nothing like it seems from the outside. And it's much bigger than you'd ever imagine.
So it really fits in with what Foxy was saying with aerial work and those 1920s Prohibition lights.
Yeah, it's what they were made for.
But other stuff like Bosco.
Yeah, like Bosco. Exactly. So we have loads of family shows. We've got Bosco, Tumble Circus, OTT Wrestling, which will be really interesting, and Lords of Strut.
Now tell us a little bit about Lords of Strut. I was looking at them on your website. They have interesting stuff going
on. Oh, brilliant. So they do lots of different shows. They do adults versions as well as the kids versions, so you can imagine it can get very cheeky. So they'll be performing at Freak Fantastique as well, and then the following day they're going to do a family friendly show. So it's going to be a good show for teenagers as well as adults and the kids. So the kids will be in awe by their acrobatic skills, but the comedy of it is fantastic. So
how do you find such an unusual mix of people? Do you spend your year looking for people?
Looking at Brian Byrne is the owner of Lantern Presents. And so he is excellent at finding all these different acts. He loves the weird and the wonderful. So it's really down to him on the programme. It is fantastic. It's so varied. And it really kind of brings something different to the town, and in general.
And at the same time, you're supporting local acts. You'll have Corner Boy there, Cry Before Dawn lots of music as well.
Yeah, and Wolf is also performing. He's another upcoming singer in Wexford. We have Wexford Artists Night, so it's lots of local bands and performers from Wexford Town will perform that night too. So that would have been a night that Corner Boy would have played at before, and now they have their whole own show. So,
brilliant.
You know, it is really good for local acts and then, of course, all the big international.
It's become quite an institution in Wexford over the last few years, hasn't it?
It has, yeah.
Is there anything you're looking forward to in particular? Any highlights for yourself?
Well, Hudson Taylor is a big one for me. It's on a Thursday night, the 26th, but they are phenomenal. I just find their music, I just really love them in general.
Yeah, and
avoid
great
the
live.
Backstage for that
live.
Show.
Yeah, lovely.
they're easy on the eye, but they're fantastic performers and musicians in their own right. And they that show's on that Thursday night. And another one I'm really looking forward to is the Riptide Movement. I would be another big fan of them as well. There's too many. Like, there's the Stripes and We've Imelda May.
And you've comedy as well. We never even mentioned it.
Yeah,
there's
so much. So, yeah, we have PJ Gallagher, Boyle Arms and Hog, which are just taking the internet by storm.
Mm-hmm.
So they're performing on Tuesday the 24th. And who else do we have? Reginald D. Hunter and Al Porter, of course, from his blind date. So unfortunately, Al Porter is sold out. But the rest of the comedy, there's still some tickets available.
Okay.
And The Successful TD, which is a play, but it's a comedy. So it's John Kenny and Mary McAvoy.
Okay.
And it basically is about a TD trying to make his way in the local election.
Oh, brilliant.
So it's very, very good and quite apt.
Oh, quite apt indeed. Yeah. So yeah, it all kicked off on Friday. It's running until the 31st of October, which is a great long run. You can get more details on tickets on wexfordspiegeltent.com, and for details of what's going on, Nicola and Foxy, thanks a million for coming in this morning.
Thanks, Orla.
Thanks very much.